the Ark. The Ark was simply a chest made of acacia wood and covered inside and out with gold. It was not 3 feet 9 inches long and 2 feet 3 inches deep and wide. There was a crown of gold upon the top and 2 rings upon each side for the staves. The covering of the Ark was the mercy seat. Exodus 25 verses 10 through 12. The Ark shows us Jesus Christ exalted in resurrection, crowned with glory and honor. He is the one through whom we come to God. Items within the Ark. Within the Ark lay the 2 tables of the law, and later on a golden pot of manna, and the budded rod of Aaron. Hebrews 9:4. The tables of the law. 2 things are represented by the tables of the law. 1. The tables of the law within the Ark represented Christ perfectly keeping the law, for Christ is the Ark. Psalm 40 verse 8. 2. The law lodged within the Ark is typical of Jesus Christ, the true Ark, in whose heart was the way of the Lord, and whose steps did not slide from its plain and comprehensive precepts. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. Romans 1:17, Romans 3:21-24, Romans 4:6-25, Romans 5:19-21, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and Philippians 3:9. Aaron's rod which budded. The almond tree is the first to show its buds in the spring. This rod was laid before the ark in the evening, and in the morning it had buds and fruit and blossoms. Numbers 17 verses 7 and 8. It suggests the resurrection of the Son of God. It also suggests the formation and the resurrection of the church with him. It suggests the needed warmth and grace. It is the action of Christ upon the individual. The golden pot of manna. It was the constant testimony in the presence of Israel of the constant presence of God. Hebrews 9 verse 4. God was always with them for protection and the supplying of their needs. This suggests that God is always able to meet the needs of his people wherever they may be. Philippians 4:19. The mercy seat. It is the only seat mentioned in the tabernacle. Exodus 25 verses 17 through 22. There is no chair for the priest. The Holy Spirit has interpreted this to mean that because the sacrifices of that time could never take away sin, therefore the work of the priest was never done. The sacrifices merely made atonement, a covering for their sins. They were not put away, merely covered. These sacrifices were merely the type, but Jesus was the reality. These were merely the suggestion of the fact eternally before them that Jesus would come and pay the penalty for their sins. Therefore, there was no seat or even suggestion of rest, no cessation of ministry for the priest. Daily he must stand and offer in the tabernacle. But Jesus offered one sacrifice, and then he sat down on the right hand of God. Hebrews 10:12. His work was finished. The mercy seat is the covering of the ark. The ark was made of acacia wood covered by golden plates. But the mercy seat was made of pure gold, no acacia wood or humanity there. Mercy seat comes from a Hebrew word meaning propitiatory, to cover. This speaks again of the divinity and deity of Christ. It also speaks of the character of the mercy, divine mercy, God's mercy. It is the mercy of God coming to us in all of its richness and graciousness. The blood being put upon the mercy seat reminds us of the right basis upon which the mercy of God moves out. The mercy of God is based upon a perfect righteousness, the blood applied to the mercy seat. If the mercy of God had been extended without the sense of justice, how feeble it would have been. A mercy just out of natural affection would have been weak and foolish. Such a mercy would not be honoring to God, neither would it meet our needs. We need a mercy saturated with righteousness and justice. The mercy seat and the ark were never separated. Apart from the ark, there was no mercy, and apart from the righteous one himself, there can be no grace. The law was within the ark and was covered by the mercy seat. The law was hidden because aside from mercy, the law will slay. It shows that the mercy of God intervenes, People who will not have his mercy provoke his judgment. Do not approach the Lord with a legal air, saying by your attitude, "Look at me and what I have done. Your works are nothing." No one was to lift the mercy seat and look upon the law. On one occasion, we see a picture of such disobedience, 1 Samuel 6:19, when there were 50,000 and 70 smitten with death. Here is a warning in rejecting Jesus, who is the only channel of God's mercy upon us. If we ignore God's dictates to us, we get into difficulty. Ignoring Jesus, there is nothing but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Hebrews 10:27. God in nature is God around me. God in law is God against me. But God in Christ is God for me. The law slays, but mercy saves and quickens. The Holy of Holies. Entering the Holy of Holies, I see blood on the mercy seat placed there for me. Beautiful mercy seat made of pure gold, speaking of Jesus, the one we behold. For on the cross, when the dear lamb was slain, God rent the veil of the temple in twain. Now we can come into this sacred place, here meet our Savior and speak face to face. No more the law makes to fear nor to dread, for we are now in Christ Jesus, our head. Hidden away safely in him are we, not just for time, but for eternity. Covering the mercy seat, looking on him, all of pure gold were the two cherubim. Not even once did their eyes glance away, but stayed on him every moment each day. Beautiful wings were theirs, stretched forth on high, welcoming hungry ones, come and draw nigh. We do rejoice in the shade of those wings. Now our heart worships and praises and sings. Filled with God's presence is that sacred place, telling his glory and beauty and grace. Perfect communion we have with him there. Nothing of earth can with this air compare. Mercy seat, cherubim, these were all one. So 'tis with us and our Father's dear Son. God looked away down the ages ahead, saw the fulfillment of what he had said. There in the type he saw Christ and his bride, for she with Jesus is identified. Joined to the Lord, yes, one spirit are we. Oh, 'tis a glorious reality. What a blessed union this, just to be his, knowing no other, for our life he is. Perfectly joined in whate'er could us part, nothing whatever, we're hid in his heart. God in their high priest communed with them there. We too are priests, and this ministry share. Fellowship sweet, yes, with nothing between. Christ and his bride, what a beautiful scene. All things behind we're forgetting, yet more, and reaching forth unto those things before. We the high calling of God now possess, and toward the mark for the prize we do press. Looking to Jesus, like him we shall be, as we behold all his pure deity. Soon we'll arise and away we will soar, ever to be with the one we adore. Dorothy Caswell. This poem can be sung to the melody found on page 158 of the Grace and Glory Carols hymn book. Are you ready? There is need of deeper consecration, for the coming of the Lord is due. He will call us and the door will open. I am ready. Are you? He is coming with the voice of power to the world. We then will say adieu, and with rapture we will rise to meet him. I am ready. Are you? Great rewards are waiting for the faithful and the loyal, happy and the true, who will meet each other in the morning. I am ready. Are you? There with Jesus in that grand reunion, all our loved ones we again shall view, and 1,000 years we will be reigning. I am ready. Are you? Mary M. Bodie.